UN peacekeepers and other humanitarian aid workers are sexually abusing children as young as 6 years old in war-torn and impoverished countries where they work. That's according to a report today from Save the Children UK. Here with us is David Metham. He's director of policy for that agency. David, where did you conduct this study?
Our study is based on research with children and with carers and parents in three countries, Haiti, Côte d'Ivoire, and Sudan. And basically, we asked children about their experience, whether they themselves have been sexually abused or whether they were familiar with abuse taking place in the community. I think it's important to say, though, right at the outset, that what we're talking about is a very small proportion of international peacekeepers and aid workers worldwide. The overwhelming majority of those people are doing incredibly important work for poor and deprived people around the world. But a small proportion, a very small proportion, are engaging in quite inappropriate behaviour, in some cases despicable behaviour, against some very poor and vulnerable children. And that's the focus of our report that we're publishing this week.
There are graphs in this report that would indicate to me, at least, that the problem actually is fairly large.
Well, it's hard to quantify, and our report hasn't attempted to quantify this problem globally. It's not something that we've done on the basis of the three-country case studies that we looked into. What we have done, I think what is revealing, is the big problem we have in encouraging children to actually come forward and to make it clear what's happened to them. There's understandably a deep reluctance on the part of many children that have been through this experience to actually come forward to adult authority to explain what's happened to them and to seek redress for their abuse. And one of the things that we're suggesting in the report is really the need for more candour, more transparency about this problem, that we need to take really decisive action and have a zero tolerance policy towards those that are committing these abuses.
Save the Children works to help children in wretched circumstances around the world. Yep. When you go into these countries for the purposes of this study, you look at different agencies, aid workers, and peacekeepers. According to the figures in your report, the worst perpetrators by a huge amount are the UN peacekeepers. I mean, if you take them out of the equation, the problem almost disappears.
As you're right to say, that if you look at the official statistics, that the peacekeepers appear to be the major offenders. But there is a problem of underreporting, so there's a question about how accurate those figures really are. And that comes back to the point I was making a moment ago about the need for accuracy and candor about this, to actually ensure that the figures that are formally quoted are a real, you know, accurate reflection of the truth.
It's the underreporting of it that I think is the saddest part of this report. The victims of this abuse just feel there's no one to speak to in any position of authority, and they may only demean themselves within their own communities if they complain about what's happened.
That's right. I mean, one of the specific recommendations that we make in the report is that there needs to be, in the context of international operations, where there's a big international peacekeeping or aid presence in a country, a local complaints mechanism which is confidential, that children and their carers feel confidence in, so that people can actually come forward and say that this is what's happened to them and be given advice about counselling or support, or also some advice about what kind of actions can be taken against the perpetrators. But there also, alongside that, if you like, that local initiative, there needs to be a much more concerted effort at the global level to ensure that big international aid agencies and parts of the UN system are driving forward on the commitments they made. Only 18 months ago, there was a very important conference that Kofi Annan convened in December 2006 that addressed this problem, that recognized that there's a problem here that we need to tackle.
2006, this was the subject of a report and a meeting, as you say, chaired by the then Secretary General of the UN, Kofi Annan. 2002, there was a big report on this. Seems as though the agencies charged with trying to carry out this aid and peacekeeping work know about the problem, but nothing's being done.
Well, I think a fair assessment would be that there has been some progress. Certainly that's Save the Children UK's view. We've been involved in intensive dialogue with the UN system, with other agencies, and we think that's actually a precondition for dealing with the relatively small number of individuals that are engaging in this gross abuse of their authority. And this recommendation that we make for a global watchdog to be situated within the UN, I think, would have a constructive role there in trying to highlight good practice, to highlight those agencies that have managed to take tough action and been effective in doing so, and, if you like, to cajole others to adopt a more proactive stance.
David Metham, Director of Policy for Save the Children UK, on that agency's new report on worldwide sexual abuse of children by UN peacekeepers and other aid workers. David, thank you.
Thank you.